Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, if you hear phones go off in the background, if you hear weird sounds and noises, it ain't us. Last night I'm broadcasting on YouTube, and my phone is off, totally off, to arm's reach away, and I'm speaking, and you could hear a voice coming over the phone. And then NFL music. It was unbelievable. It was the NFL theme song. And I said, you guys hear this? I picked it up. I said, this was off when we started, and you can see my hands were here, no phone. So I'm just telling you, they're messing with us. They're messing with us big time. And I could tell you 1,000 other stories about how they're messing with people. So just be aware that if we have any service interruptions, that's why. But as Steve Quayle likes to say, when you're over the target, you know, then you start taking flack and you know you're on the right path. So we're on the right path here, and we have Doug Thornton back for our Dave and Doug report. This first segment is brought to you by the Satellite Phone Company. And we actually talked about this in our last broadcast, the importance of communication. And we're actually going to get into a little bit of the issues here today about how you could be confined in your city. And, you know, how you could basically be, let's say, they're going to lock you in an MMA cage with violent offenders and there'll be no escape. And it's an analogy, but you'll find out it's a pretty accurate analogy. And we're going to be getting into that today with Doug on our report. And you need communication. You absolutely need to know what's going on. So satellite phone, it's not going to be taken down. It's also got a messaging service, the Galileo service. Speaking of Steve Quayle, myself, Doug Hagman, Mike Adams, many people contributing messages every day in the form of alerts. It's the way that you can stay on top of the news when you've got nothing else going on. And besides, if you just took the news from this, you'd be better off than watching the disinfo on TV. So the satellite phone store, how do you get yours? How do you get your satellite phone? Is it expensive? No, it's not. You'll learn all about that. I pay 1/4 the cost of what I pay for my cell phone. It's not for chit-chat. It's for emergencies. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't have it, you're going to live to regret it. And people say, well, what about a shortwave? Yeah, okay. How far can you take your shortwave with you? How far can you carry it? Want to carry that antenna on top of your car, too? That's what I'm saying. This is a much, much better alternative. So find out more by calling 855-980-5830, 855-980-5830. Always be in touch with your family and loved ones. Well, we have the Doug and Dave report, the Intel report here, and we are hitting some critical issues now that Doug is out of the closet. No, don't call the preference police. We simply mean he used to work for DHS. We had to disguise his identity, never could show his face when he's on our TV show, and now he's fully out in the open. And so we're going to talk about, we're going to start talking about Kyle Rittenhouse today, his trial, and how we think this is going to lead to massive civil unrest, coupled with what's going on with school board meetings. And that's going to lead to massive civil unrest. I don't mean what you're seeing now, on which is bad enough, but you're going to see this really, really spread to the rafters. By the way, the kids in Loudoun County, Virginia yesterday walked out. The kids walked out in Fairfax, Virginia. So this is spreading, folks. This is spreading, and we are now living in the age of discontent, and the people have had enough. The people are pissed off, and they're responding. And now the Biden administration is going to have to prepare on how they're going to deal with this. And no one better to talk to you about this than someone that's been in DHS. Doug, welcome to the show. Sorry about the long intro here, but I wanted to set the stage very clearly for where we're going.
Hey, Dave. Well, it's good to sit here and let's have our chat again. You know, these the Doug and Dave reports, man, they're going great. I love the consistency of where we're at with America and the fact that everything we talked about last year is still pliable now. So, you know, hey, let's talk about riots. Right now, we're facing another potential riot storm within this country with the ongoing Kyle Rittenhouse case, the Kenosha kid. So, obviously, if you're not familiar with it, I'm not going to go into it too much, but Kyle Rittenhouse was in Kenosha, and he discharged his firearm at I believe, three people striking two. And, you know, when you're attacked by a mob who's chasing you down the street, who have weapons, one of them did have a firearm, a felon with a firearm, go figure. And the other one was another felon who was hitting him repeatedly in the face and in the back of the head with a skateboard, which is a hard object, which you could kind of call deadly force within the applications of law enforcement. You know, the kid simply protected himself with the firearm that he had. Now, the firearm, how he obtained the firearm, crossing state lines with the firearm, all those things are state laws and local laws that will be prosecuted. I'm not concerned about that. What I'm concerned about is the way the media and the government is spinning it, that Kyle Rittenhouse was a out-of-control kid. He's a white supremacist because he's pro-Trump. But we really need to get past this whole white supremacist pro-Trump thing. There's plenty of people of color who were fans of Trump, who voted for Trump, and supported the things that President Trump also stood for. Kyle Rittenhouse came down there to Kenosha. It was because of previous riots that were going on from Black Lives Matter. And, you know, there was a... let me see, I can't remember the guy's name, but there was an incident with an African-American man that was out there with police. And this was, you know, not too far after the George Floyd. This also happened. The gentleman had got out of the car. He had a knife. He had just recently, you know, threatened his ex-wife, who he had previously raped as well. And police respond. Guy wouldn't drop the knife. Guy wouldn't listen to commands from the police. Police ended up shooting him. It's a very terrible thing. No one likes to see that happen, but it happens. So
yeah,
all
but if
that
you don't put
cascading
the weapon down,
with
that's...
the George Floyd shooting and all the stuff that the Democrats were doing and all the George Soros money that was flooding the airwaves. I mean flooding everywhere. I could tell you a story about how much money went out. But that led to what happened in Kenosha. So that's where we're seeing right now. We have had this relative tactical pause on Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the nationwide looting and rioting. And that's been a great thing for a lot of us because, you know, eventually you need to rest. And for over a year, we worked damn near 24/7 dealing with these matters. And so now this trial is upcoming. And the judge, God bless this man, said to the prosecutors, you're not allowed to call the people that you're defending or the people that your clients, you're not allowed to call them victims. You can call them looters and you can call them arsonists and you can call them rioters. I about jumped up out of my seat. I was so happy to finally see one judge with balls enough to say, this is wrong. This is unfair. This is unjust. The kid defended himself. Let's have the trial. Let's have, you know, all the evidence be brought out. But don't forget that those are child molesters. Those are felons, multiple felons, some of them that had been arrested over 24 times, that had already had previous prison sentences and also obtained a firearm somehow at a mass riot.
But so, I'll say this though, the bad past events can't be used in a trial against them either.
No, they can't. So you can't have any of that going on. However, it is the current offense that the judge was talking about. See, all these past things, they can't be used to help prosecute you, right? But they're still going to be made by the defense to say, hey, that is a multiple-time felon who still obtained a firearm and tried to use it on my client, which he did. Kyle Rittenhouse was almost shot by one of the guys that he actually shot. So, you know, all these things, they'll play out. I think Kyle Rittenhouse will hopefully finally see justice. I hope that he'll be cleared of the charges. I hope he'll be able to sue anyone and everyone that came after him in the media. And I think he has so much support right now that it's going to be very hard for the prosecutors to really do very much with it. America's kind of sick of all this. It's time to get back to law and order, right? Are the times for these politicians and these elected officials standing, on their soapbox and grandstanding in front of all of us is kind of over, because everyone's going to get back to the election process soon. And if they don't want to be voted out, well, they need to do their job. So we're going to see a lot of that coming soon. But this judge, hey, you get the pat on the back award. I appreciate everything they did, or that he said. We'll see how the rest of this goes down. But what will be the fallout?
Do you think it's going to be Rodney King part two?
You could. I mean, with the state of mayhem that America is in right now, you could very well see that. Now, Black Lives Matter has really made a strange turn to kind of go against the Democrats. It's very strange, and I'm all for it. But I see this being an Antifa, Black Lives Matter-led, George Soros-funded kind of thing again. And controversy is never limited in America. It will we'll have Kyle Rittenhouse, trial going on. People will start feeding into that media frenzy 24/7. They'll start showing all the videos and all the still pictures and all the tweets and all the stuff the cops said to them. And all this stuff will come out and it'll be played 24/7. It's going to amp people up. One person's going to go out and do something stupid. They're going to say, oh, look, it's another Kyle Rittenhouse. And then you'll have the ability to refund, to restart all of the riots at what perfect time? Then when Fauci has been discovered to be Dr. Mangala of the puppies, and to start the ability to tamper down the news that's on the Democrats and to hide a lot of things that's happening legislatively. It's this strange thing that always happens in America, and I say strange with air quotes. Every time something seems to be happening against the Democrats or against or in Congress that is very controversial and unconstitutional, we have some sort of a major attack, a riot, a plague. We have a 9/11. We have border crisis. Every time something very particular is happening that puts a bad light on the Democrats, something happens, that manufactured crisis. So could we very well see a manufactured crisis in riots that are not only against plummeting amounts of food that won't be there anymore, gas shortages along with gas price spikes, precious metal shortages are going to start happening. Don't worry, that's coming. Ammo shortages, gun shortages, those things will start happening again, because the AR-15 debate will always bring about what, Dave? Mass buying of guns. Always happens. It's probably one of the greatest tools that the gun world has, is every time there's a crisis, more guns get sold. So,
well, they're setting up for stage two.
Right? But yeah, you're going to also see riots happen again. And we may see clashes of riots. You know, it's been a while since we saw that. It's been a while since we saw the radical right versus the radical left. It's been a while since we've seen the conservative right versus the radical left. And isn't it funny that I can categorize conservative right and radical right, and then always radical left? The left is never peaceful. The left is never humane with what they do. They're always inhumane. They're always extremely violent, very destructive, like a bunch of little kids on Halloween night flipping cars and throwing cherry bombs into mailboxes. That is the radical left. That's more of what we're going to see. And, the more we have all these blockages that are happening, blockages, is that a word, Dave? The more we see these blocks going on in our economy, from all the crates that are coming over here, right? For all of our goods that we're not getting, those shortages are going to manufacture an even bigger crisis. You'll have parents marching up and down the streets. I can't buy little Johnny a toy this year because we can't get anything through the harbor. Well, we have that crowd, but what you hit on a while ago is another crowd. We have the parent crowd of the the PTA meeting parents, the Parental Terrorist Association, I guess is what the FBI wants to label them now. You have parents, and we have students as well, that are standing up against the radical left. They're standing up against the school boards. They're not, they don't, people, we don't want radical communist ideas from Marxist, Leninist era to be repeated within our schools to our young, sensitive ears of our children. I don't want a boy dressed as a girl saying he feels like a girl today to go to a locker room to rape a girl, which has already happened. And then, I especially don't want the media to scandalize all the parents who said, why did you allow this to happen? For one thing, that's not normal. That shouldn't be allowed in school. If the kid wants to dress like that, let him stay at home and dress like that. But all these things that they're doing, it's tampering with the way Christians want to live. It's tampering with the way God expects us to live. And it's fundamentally changing our country. We're seeing, once again, Dave, a fundamental change within this country. And I really don't care if I hurt anybody's feelings. I really don't care. I'm here to step on your toes. I'm here to slap you in the face and say, wake up. Things are looking bad. This is not right. None of this of what we're seeing right now is normal. You should not be allowing this. We should not be saying, hey, let's normalize communism. Let's normalize Marxists. For the life of me, I can't believe it's not made illegal in this country. Everything else is made illegal. But we should not be normalizing this. And the fact that people for so long rolled over on their back, showed their bellies to the leftists and to the right, who also took advantage of you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like either side. They eventually got what they wanted. It may be too late for a lot of places to repeal what's happening in our schools. It may be too late, but you can take your child out of school. You can move out of that district. Look, your children, our children, are the most important thing that we have in our lives and for the betterment of this country's future. And if we train them to be snot-nosed little shits, they're going to grow up being that way. They're going to destroy the economy. They're going to destroy the country. And then you'll have nothing left. And you'll still be living here for all that whenever they're adults. So raise your kids right, train them right, educate them the right way, and make sure it's a proper education. And if you're going through one of these leftist schools, take them out. Because they are the ones who are rioting. When I was a police officer, those are the ones I arrested. I didn't arrest the Kyle Rittenhouse. I didn't have to. I didn't arrest the kid that just sued the crap out of CNN. You know, I didn't have to arrest the conservative kids because they stood off to the side. They were peaceful. They had manners, something that disappeared in this country. They said yes, sir. They said no, sir. They did as they were directed, and we dealt with the kids dressed in black who didn't know which pisser to use, who had every kind of hair color you could think of, with every kind of satanic worshiping symbol on them, throwing eggs with crap in them at us, or throwing blood at us, or throwing knives at us, or Molotov cocktails. We didn't have the conservatives waving American flags over there. It was the people who are leftists, the people who had a hammer and sickle flag, the literal Nazis who were calling me and my guys Nazis. That's what we fought. That's what's taken over. And if you don't know, that's what's also running this government right now. That's why I harp so bad on it. It is so deeply enriched within the government, within the state government, within the local government, within your school board. Have you seen the latest TikTok vine of a teacher singing, calling parents terrorists?
I haven't seen that. Are you serious? There's an actual teacher doing that?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. It's disgusting. Makes me want to punch this lady in the face. Look, just because you, ma'am, don't like the fact that we parents don't want our children to be subjugated to your communist manifesto, doesn't mean that you get to go tell the FBI that I'm a terrorist. That's not the way this works. But in this country right now, it is. For some reason, Dave, explain this to me. Why is it that the Department of Justice... Do we really need to define, Dave, what the word justice means? Why is it that the Department of Justice is giving a lending ear to any type of rumor from the left who says these people over here who disagree with me are terrorists, you should investigate them. And then they actually go out and do it. And then every mainstream media that's out there, except for maybe one, agrees with them. That should tell you two things. One, we don't have a Department of Justice anymore. We have a Department of Injustice. We don't have a fair media anymore. We have a government-ran propaganda. Mainstream media might as well look like the way the propaganda department for China looks like, because they're the same people. They're spouting the same lies, and the government repeats it to you constantly, and it says, well, hey, if I tell you this lie big enough and enough, eventually it'll be a truth. The rest of us say, it's not a truth, it's a damn lie. And the government says, well, you know, I think it's true, so I'm going to act upon it. That's what we saw with January 6th. That's still the repercussions we're seeing now. That's why Kyle Rittenhouse has been made out to be a Nazi. This kid who went there to help defend another city from another state is being called a Nazi because he had to defend himself while he was being chased down the road by an angry mob of communists who went there to burn that city down. And they did. And they did burn that city down. And the police stood by and did nothing while it was happening. I'm telling you right now, if I was there, if me and my guys were there, now I'm federal, so I'm a little different, but if me and my guys were there and we saw all this happening, there's no one in my food chain who would say, Doug, don't go do anything. I would tell you so fast to kiss my ass, let me go back home, or I'm going to go arrest those people and stop it, because a crime is in my presence.
Yeah.
If a crime is in my presence, I have a duty to act as a law enforcement officer. But we have law enforcement who are scared of their job, scared to lose their jobs. They're scared of politicians. And because of the whole media thing, cops are scared to be labeled as a racist. They're scared to be put on camera, because it doesn't just stop there. The doxing doesn't just stop there. They put liens against our home. They've put liens against our car. They've taken loans out in our names. They have stolen our IDs, stolen our Social Security number, put some of my officers into bankruptcy. So sometimes to be doxxed is not a really good thing, all right? So there's a lot of fear for that because of the enemy that we were facing. I think we should all be past that now.
Oh, yeah.
I think there should be more protection against that, and harsher protection and harsher laws to deal with that. But at the end of the day, all that's a side note. Go do your job.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Police,
it's
if the
not
police would have
going to
done
happen.
Their job, it wouldn't have happened.
It's not going to happen, though. You've got a two-tiered system of justice. Let me just give you an example. Okay, let's just take the vaccine mandate, for example, just to illustrate this point graphically. Who is exempt from the vaccine mandate? Not doctors, not nurses, not military, not people who are necessary to run this country, but people who will be in positions of enslavement by creating these dangerous vaccines, and people who will be judging these vaccines on a legal basis. Let me give you an example. White House staffers, exempt. Oh, it's so important. We must protect the nation. But Biden's own people, no. Members of Congress, the people who will make laws about this, are exempt. Federal judges, people who will rule on the unconstitutional actions of Joe Biden, are exempt. The CDC, oh, you must wear a mask and be vaccinated, but they're exempt. The FDA, who makes rulings on we should give booster shots to five-year-old kids when they're at no risk for transmitting. I mean, they have a better chance of being struck for lightning, three times greater chance for these young kids for committing suicide. But no, the FDA is exempt. Employees of the World Health Organization, Pfizer employees, the people that manufacture this poison, Moderna, more poisonous manufacturers, Johnson & Johnson, same thing. And here's the biggest slap in the face. You know, people will lose their jobs. They can't travel. Pretty soon, they're not going to be able to go state to state. They'll be confined to their homes, or worse yet, they'll go to FEMA isolation camps like they're doing in Australia and New Zealand. And guess what, folks? illegal aliens crossing the border by 2 million this year alone. And not one of them has been tested for COVID. Not one of them has had to have a vaccine, but you have to. And they're being transported to the four corners of the country. Every city in America today is a border city because of Biden's transmission of these illegal aliens. And Mayorkas, final comment, Mayorkas has even said, the head of DHS, that communist said, 20% of these people crossing the border are sick. Now, he was not specific, but some of them have COVID. Some of them may have Dengue fever. You take your pick. But here they are coming in unscreened, untreated, coming to your neighborhood and exposing you, but you got to get the damn vaccine.
No, that's bullshit. We had them coming across the border that we were catching with tuberculosis, with typhoid, with, you know, every type of sexual disease that you could think of, with the Black Plague, with that weird, you know, viral fungal thing that was killing people and almost liquidating them. There was all kinds of nasty little critters on these people, and it's horrible. I don't call the people coming across the border anything else than people, because through my Christian eyes, they are still people. But there is a law and a process of how to get into this country. And if you try to break into this country illegally, you are breaking the law. Thus, you should be met by the law and by the enforcement of such a law. And until we start to enforce our laws, we have worse things coming across the border than COVID. Listen to my voice. COVID is not that big of a deal compared to what's coming across the border. Ebola is a big deal. MERS, SARS, these are big deals. These are things that are coming across. And there's stuff, man, there's stuff out there that some of the CDC guys don't even know what to classify it yet. Okay? There's some stuff coming out of the jungles of the Amazon, and I'm not going to go into that, that we don't have a classification for yet. Okay, so it's kind of scary when you think about it. You know, you get this guy in your custody, and then a day or two later, he's just dead. Well, how did he die? He was perfectly fine. I don't know, some weird viral agent. Oh, great. Thank God. I used my hands to touch him. You know, and now I touched everything in my hotel room. Great. Now I'm going to sanitize everything. So these are things that you start to think about, right? But there are way worse things coming across this border than COVID. There's way worse things inside the country that's been in the country than COVID. Look what's hitting the news now. We have people that are going to hospitals, and they have more cases of people with a super flu, quote unquote super flu, than they are right now with COVID cases. And it's not just that, but we have people that are coming down with severe blood clots, that are coming down with severe adverse reactions to the multiple vaccinations, which, by the way, now Biden's saying you're going to need a fourth vaccine. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen the proof. You will have 8 vaccines by the time this is done with. You will have 8 vaccines. Tell me once in your life when you got 8 vaccines in 1 year. Okay, maybe if you join the military, that's about it. This is not about vaccinations. It's about compliance. It's about getting whatever they want into your body. And that's why they have to give you so much of it. Because no one knows what it's going to look like in 3 years. All we know is that the studies from the rats is they all died. So CDC and the FDA still won't talk about that one. Senators and congressmen still won't bring that one up, probably because they're all getting paid by them, right? Probably because CNN and Fox News and MSNBC, they all get paid by Pfizer. They all get paid by, you know, you pick it, you name it, anything that has to do with big pharma, it pays for almost every commercial out there. So you have people with a vested interest. Just look at the Danish health minister. All right, this is an article I saw on InfoWars, and I just shook my head and I laughed. She threatened to shut down the society, the Danish society, if more people don't get vaccinated. Why do we give these politicians this amount of power? If she didn't have that amount of power, she wouldn't have said a stupid statement like that. Why is it that people around the world will willfully sit on their hands when tyrants are taking control. It's a medical tyrannical takeover. It doesn't have to be with guns. They can shut down the entire economy and hold you hostage. You know, this is something, Dave, that we talked about. What is the upcoming of a civil war? How does the next civil conflict look? We're seeing it. We're seeing it played every day. And a lot of people are playing right into the hands of it. It's up to people like us to wake people up, right? It's up to people like you who are listening to also wake people up. Spread the information of this channel. Share this interview with people. It doesn't just have to be my interview with Dave. It can be anyone's interview. Share the information. Go out and talk about it. Be bold as lions. Go out and talk to people about the truth, because there are so many people, Dave, that I talk to, and I give them a couple of facts, and I question the government statements that they give back to me, and then I say, doesn't it sound weird that you have to keep getting vaccinations and you still have to wear the mask and you still have to social distance? Well, yeah, it's kind of BS, but I just go with it. And that's when I say, you said the magic word. You just go with it. How many people in Austria just went with it when the Nazis took all the guns? Well, we're here to protect you. We'll give you protection. We'll give you the food. We'll give you the funding. Just give us your guns. What happened soon after? Austria was taken over. So you have to consider, history repeats itself. It's not always accurate. It's not always the same, but history does repeat itself. Why come up with a new game plan when history has showed you the perfect game plan? That's what we're seeing right now with medical tyranny. Dave, how fast can what we're doing right now turn to a spontaneous civil conflict in the streets? What do you think the spark could be?
I don't know. Sorry about that. Had a brief cutout there. I don't know how long it would take. I do know. Okay, let's say we go. This is where I really like to direct us. I do know that if we go into social unrest, I've seen the documents. I know that they're not going to send the military into the cities. I know that they're not going to send FEMA and DHS into the cities. The police are basically on their own. And it'll be every man for himself, and they will seal off that city. And then they'll come in and clean up the remains.
I can back that up.
But I know it's true. I've seen the
Last
documents.
year.
Yeah. And it's in fact, in 1985, I think it was, the year I moved to Arizona, they actually did the drill. They shut the city down at key points. And they had the
Yeah.
military on the interstates.
So last year in 2020, just to show you how much the government's not going to be there. During the riots in Dallas, we were out defending some of the buildings, some of the federal buildings that had been damaged. Okay. We had to ask the question because there was thousands of people that were being chased around by SWAT in their MRAP throwing stun grenades at them. It was hilarious. I think at least 90 were thrown that night to move the crowd. And the crowds had broken up into, spontaneous little groups. That's what they always do. So we're constantly coming in contact with this. We had one of our officers who was basically chased down the street, and his vehicle was destroyed. So we had to go and, rescue the vehicle. So during all this chaos, we had to call command and say, "Hey, the building's been breached. What do you want us to do?" If, we were able to fix part of the window that was broken, but there's a vestibule door that's broken. If we can't defend it, what do you want us to do? Because we get paid to protect the building. We get paid to protect federal employees. We get paid to protect what America pays for the federal government, right? We were told by the director, go to the basement, get in your vehicles, abandon the building. And we just all kind of looked at each other, and I said, so if the point of the matter was, no matter what happens to the building, we're going to let them destroy it, Why am I even here? So you have to consider the government looks at things very differently. If a huge mob is going around and they're destroying the town, with this current government, you're probably going to see a larger response from your local law enforcement, from your state law enforcement, and maybe your National Guard. You're not going to see too much from the federal government because the federal government's going to protect its assets, and that's about it. You may have some other things going in and out from the riots from there, but for the most part, the government's going to protect its assets, right? If an entire city erupts and there's mass chaos everywhere, police aren't going to be patrolling, your sect or your sector of your subdivision. They'll be needed elsewhere. So everywhere the red and blue gets taken away, darkness appears. What happens in the time of darkness? Criminal activity. So consider the fact that you need to be armed, you need to be prepared for that, and it's good to have a community environment that is also prepared for that. I think we're one good riot away from seeing one Democratic city going up in smoke. We saw it with Ferguson. We saw it with Seattle. We saw it with Kenosha. We saw it with DC. We saw it with Berkeley. We saw it with Dallas. We saw it with Houston. We saw it with Portland. How many more examples do I need to give to people? This was a norm last year. These same people who did this last year are still out on the streets. We arrested 100 people who committed felonious acts. Attacks on government officials, attacks on law enforcement, multiple $1,000 damages to buildings, multiple times. One guy arrested 7 times and then shouted in the crowd, "Why even arrest me? They're just going to let me right back out." At some point, Dave, you're going to see more Kyle Rittenhouses on the street. I believe that is what they want. They want a diminished police force that cannot properly hold a city anymore. The National Guard, the military won't come in because, well, I mean, what are you going to do? Shoot upon American citizens? So you'll be left to fight it out amongst yourself. Dave, what would you do if you were in that situation?
That leads me to an ad. I'm being very serious. One, I would have already gotten storable food, and I would hide it. And you have to hide as much as you can. That means building false walls in your place. Even if you're in an apartment, you can do some construction like that. I'm actually having Daisy Luther, and we're going to talk about that kind of thing. So that would be one. And by the way, our storable food is available. Our competitors are going out of business like crazy. But we planned ahead because of the pandemic, and we got our butt kicked early on with deliveries, and we got it into gear, and we're surviving today because of it. So, limited window, though, folks. Hyperinflation versus what Doug's talking about here. So, I would act today. There's a discount available, and just call, not call, go to the website, and you'll see everything that's there. Preparewithdave.com. That's the first thing I would do, Doug, is I make sure after I had my guns and ammo, I would make sure that I had the food. Let me talk long term too, and I'm going to put the other commercial in here and we'll weave it in. When you have a chaotic situation like this, you're looking at the obliteration of the nation's economy. It's already underway. In fact, actually, 100 Republicans came out recently and said that the $3.5 trillion proposed or initially proposed infrastructure bill is a deliberate attempt by Biden to destroy the economy. I could not believe they came out with those kinds of words, but they did, and they're correct. I've been saying that what he's doing is not bumbling and dementia. The Susan Rice Obama factor behind him, that's intentional. And then we're going to come out the other side, though. After the economy collapses and the communists collapse the economy so they can build back better in their Bolshevik image, you're going to have wealth. You're going to have no wealth, some wealth, a lot of wealth. And if you would let Noble Gold help bulletproof you going into this, protecting a lot of your assets with precious metals, you're going to come out in better situation than most. And since wealth is relative, you could come out wealthier than when you went in if you take the right steps. This is what Noble Gold can help you with. going to give you a number here to call, 877-646-5347. So I would plan long term. That would be the gold, the precious metals, and I'd let them advise me because they've done it for me now 5 times. I went from advertiser to a customer. And then I'd have the food. But Doug, you got to have the other stuff too. I always like to say food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, because you won't be able to get prescriptions much longer because of China. And you need tools. Things break. So you need resources like allies, next door neighbors. That's what I would do. And those things need to start now. But don't tell people you're prepping unless you know they're prepping and you've seen evidence of it. And then you can have an ally. That's where I would start. That's just a beginning starting point. And I would try to make sure I'm in a defensible position if I could not leave the city. Right now, if you have an opportunity to move out of a city, you need to move. You need to move yesterday. Do you agree with that, Doug?
Oh, I agree constantly. And that is something that I've preached to a lot of my friends for a while, is that you need to move out of the urban environment. The urban environment is a war zone. Right now within America, we are in a form of a civil war. It's relatively peaceful, but it's still very civil within this war, right? We have, you know, parents who can't even talk to their children anymore. Parents who don't even know what their children, you know, identify as anymore. The conflict is across all spectrums. And, you know, we touched on communication. We've touched on water. We've touched on food. We've touched on weaponry. We've touched on tools. Get training. If you don't know how to use a firearm, do not Alec Baldwin somebody. Go and get training. Learn the simple principle of your 4 gun safety rules. Learn how to use the firearm that you purchased, that you choose to carry on your person. Get legally licensed to carry that weapon. Even if you live in a state where they says, you know, it's constitutional carry, if you have the ability to go and get a concealed carry license, carry concealed. I've always been of the mindset that weapons are meant to be felt. They're not meant to be seen. You'll never see my knife. You'll never see my gun. You'll never know where I'm carrying it. That is my tactical advantage as I prowl the streets. Right. If the time gets so bad that I have to don my cool guy suit and I have to put my long gun on, everyone is going to know. But until then, be a gray man, be incognito, slip in, slip out, and don't be noticed. That's the way you should operate. Being very loud, being very boisterous, and drawing a lot of attention to yourself. I know it brings a lot of clickbait, but it's not tactfully sound. It's not the right thing to do. I said it for a lot of people who go to these protests. Don't wear your body armor and your helmet and bring your long arm and then have your, you know, Mulan Labe flag. We all know. We all get it. We all stand beside the fact that we will fight and die for our constitutional rights. But you don't have to give the enemy so much ammunition against our movement. Don't forget, there is a movement within this country, not just to win souls for the kingdom of Jesus, but to win back patriots. We are turning so many people that were far left, that were Democrats, to the conservatives, back to the proper way a libertarian should view the world. And we're turning them, so many of them, back to the normal side of America. Our movement is working. Don't jeopardize the movement by looking like a tough guy. Nobody cares how tough you are. Nobody cares how tough you look. I care if you are a good representation of the Constitution. I care if you're a good representation of what America is looked at from outside in. We also need to be role models for our kids. We don't want our kids picking up bad habits, right? Because then we see Antifa. Be a good role model for your kid. So, dress appropriately when you go out. Make sure you know how to handle your weapon. And seek training. Training's not that expensive. It's not that hard to find your random veteran at a gun range and say, hey man, can you show me how to properly use this pistol? how to properly use this rifle. There is a large amount of content out there on YouTube of people that are showing you gun drills, that are showing you Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu drills that you can practice at your house with your spouse in ways to protect yourself. Now, I'm not saying get your wife in a rear naked choke and make her tap. Unless you're into that kind of stuff, right?
Well, that opens up a whole new show, but we'll let Loudoun County School Board deal with that.
So get training, right? Do not be the guy who has all the cool guy stuff that you spent so much of your hard-earned money on, stacked away in your closet, in your go bags, and you don't even know how to use it. You don't just have to train with your firearms. Train with your hands. Learn self-defense. Dave, I know you could probably talk my ear off about self-defense training just for women alone.
Yeah, but I used to be part of a dojo that did that. We went to church groups, women's groups, and just little things. I mean, folks, some of it's basic. You don't have to go through a 26-part lesson one of a white belt. You don't have to do that. Just carry your keys interlaced between your fingers, and attacker comes to get you, you go right to the eyes. If you can't, come underneath with an uppercut to the throat. Both those can be lethal blows, but your life's in danger. The other thing, you know, that women don't do, Doug, and I'll just say this and we'll go back to our point. I just saw a case of this in Phoenix the other day. A woman walks up to her car, guy is underneath the car and cuts her Achilles tendon and rapes her right there. And get in the habit of looking under your car before you get into it. There's little things like that you can be taught what to do. Most of it's about improving situational awareness, but some of it is when you're grabbed, if you're grabbed from behind and you got heels on, stomp the instep. That's something they can't prevent. So there's always a counter, and it doesn't take a lot of training. And so I'm glad that you said that, because there are plenty of organizations out there that if you just do a search like DuckDuckGo, you'll be able to find them. So I agree. People need to be trained. And I will tell you this, too. There's never been a more important time to be in as good a physical shape as you can get, because you may be forced to go on the run for a while.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if be honest with yourself. When's the last time you walked for 30 minutes straight without stopping? That may sound funny to some of us, but to some of us, it's very serious. When's the last time you actually walked to the point that you were out of breath? Okay, let's say you get that accomplished. Put a backpack on. Do the same thing. See how far you can go. Now put a child in your arms. See how far you can go. Fathers, be prepared to carry your children. Mothers, be prepared to carry your children. If you're blessed like me and you have four of them, well, you better start working out a little bit more. Get a dog sled. I believe that America will eventually find itself resurrecting the frontier lifestyle when the cities are no longer livable, when the suburbs are eventually conquered, and you are run out of the county. I believe people will have to go to the wilderness eventually. Now, I say that as in that is a afterthought of a collapsed America. But what has to happen first? Our economy has to collapse. And then civil strife will happen. And it will be a war of all against all. It will be a war of homesteads versus homesteads. It'll be a war within that homestead of parents versus children. You're going to see all kinds of things that you never thought would happen, and they're foretold to us by John the Revelator. If you are a Bible-believing Christian, it does not hurt to just, you know, read Revelation and see what the pending future will eventually look like. Now, I'm not saying the sky is falling. I'm not saying that the pit of hell is going to open up any day now and the demons are going to spew out of it, but don't think we can't get there anytime soon. Don't just be prepared for the upcoming economic collapse, but the political collapse. What happens when there is no longer a political party because the party is communism? That'll be a day, Dave, when a lot of people are going to scratch their head and they're going to sit on their porch and they go, "Damn, do you remember when we used to be able to vote for whoever we wanted? Do you remember when we used to be able to say whatever we wanted? Remember when we used to be able to just go to Walmart at any time of day and buy whatever we wanted? Man, I remember when the American flag still waved instead of that hammer and sickle flag." We are so close to that. We have a president who literally, I don't know why, allows China to bully us, allows China to dictate what America's future is going to
I know
be.
why he's doing it. They're blackmailed. The Biden crime family is blackmailed by China. A lot of it's Hunter, but I mean, look at the, you go to okay. Let's. I'll just give you a real quick break because we're running out of time. But research that we ran down 3, 4 years ago and published it on the commonsenseshow.com. The Ukrainian criminal activities. You had John Kerry's stepson. Heir to the Heinz fortune. You had Hunter Biden with Burisma and all that. They were involved with the Wuhan lab. And this is one thing that's been totally ignored by Fox News. That's how you know they're controlled opposition. They were involved with the development of these viruses. They shipped some of these viruses via DARPA to Ukraine. To Wuhan to obscure what was going on, and Hillary Clinton was part of it. And we published this, I want to say it was probably 3, 4 years ago. And actually, at that, before Obama left office, Doug, this is really interesting. They conducted seminars, and I published the itinerary for this. They had seminars at various hotels in Washington, D.C., with specific people from various parts of the Obama administration, most of them DOJ related, and they were teaching Ukrainian prosecutors how to avoid prosecuting American politicians and their families over this stuff, and included that was Wuhan. This is it's mind-boggling to me this is not coming up. And listen, Doug, if I can find this, you know damn good and well that Rand Paul and the rest of these guys can find this. The Republicans don't want to find it because they're drinking from the same dirty trough.
Yeah, that's my mindset, is that there is so much out there. I mean, we talk about predictive programming, and me and you can read the script. We know the script. We've been very accurate for the last 2 years of all the events that were unfolding. I don't like to say that, but we are very accurate because it's very easy to read. If laymen like you and I can understand what the upcoming events are going to be, why is my congressman such an idiot? Why is my congressman and my senators so inept at their job? And they can't even come together to agree on anything. Still, I would like to know why over 30 congressmen gathered together to agree to help enforce a gun ban again. If, and I say that as in, I think they're preparing for civil conflict. I think that civil conflict will also coincide with a mass firearm seizure of American citizens. And I think when that fails, that's when you see UN stepping in. Once again, it's a presidential directive from Obama. So I see these things that are laid out before us. They've been laid out before. And all the Democrats, all the politicians have to do is just start enacting them. But we have our own politicians that we send to DC to represent us. They're not representing us. They're not representing us at all. And I think we eventually need to try and put some sort of legislation together to say, look, if you're going to be my legal representative, you better show me 100% transparency. I want 5 years of bank records. I want to know who was paying you. I want to know everything. I want to know every cent that you took from China or from Russia or from Ukraine. Do you remember when Vice President Biden went to Ukraine and said, if you don't give me the lawyer's name, or if you don't tell the lawyer who's suing my son or trying to implicate my son, if you don't tell him to stop, I'm leaving with $6 billion worth of funding that I came here with. You have 6 hours. And I'll be damned. The guy was fired. I mean, we all saw that video. That's your president now. That's your president. And what were they funding in Ukraine? They were funding extremism. And we know they were funding extremism. And we know that they were funding the Wuhan lab. How is it that for a year straight, Wuhan, China, the Wuhan virus, it's white supremacy,
I know.
It's conspiracy theory. No, it was all real.
I know. Doug, we're going to have to hold it here because that's a good note to end on, folks. Doug knows what I just told you. This is not secret information. I've known it for, gosh, going back now, 5 years now, I've known this. Folks, you're being screwed, and it's time you stood up. And we'll leave it at that. We'll be back next week with more and the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave.